Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
By now, I expect most of you understand that there is a surge of COVID-19 cases that began early last month and is continuing. Let me say that is not a curve. It is more or less a straight line headed upwards. Wyoming, like most of our neighbors, is seeing the same challenge of more cases than we have seen at any point during the pandemic.
Gordon talks Wyoming coronavirus surge. I'm Chris Sprinter with your news. At a press conference yesterday, Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon gave a COVID-19 update. Gordon says we are averaging about 152 cases per day over the last 14 days. Also, there are 7 counties with more than 100 active cases and 3 counties with more than 300 active cases. Gordon says there are more than 2,500 cases statewide. Now, Gordon's objective is to limit the rising COVID hospitalization numbers and to help take care of seniors. Here's Gordon speaking about what they are doing to help, particularly with Wyoming senior citizens.
One of our gravest concerns continues to be the health of our seniors. It is they who have often suffered bewildering social isolation. To protect their physical health, but at times at the cost of their emotional health. In this effort, we were aided by the federal government, which has provided rapid testing kits to almost all nursing homes and assisted living facilities around the state. It is our belief and hope this allows us to help keep those most vulnerable protected and to help find a way for families to be reunited with their loved ones.
Gordon's latest COVID-19 orders/guidelines are in effect up until October 31st. County attorney resigns. Ronald Worthwine Jr., a Campbell County attorney, has announced his plans to resign. Worthwine Jr. recently notified the Campbell County commissioners of his decision. Worthwine was elected in November of 2014 and was serving as prosecuting attorney for close to 6 years. Worthwine's resignation is effective this coming Monday. We will have more on this story in the coming days. That is your Basin Radio Network news update.